Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Trump's first 100 days, accomplishments, questions, and yes, Trump derangement syndrome as strong and powerful as ever.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it is everywhere.
It's everywhere. Speaking of first 100 days, make sure you listen up for the Trump Town Hall show that will be tomorrow night. And that is going on from 8 to 10. Tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m., Trump's first 100 days. And Bill O'Reilly co-hosting that. I think it should be good.
I think so.
It'll be good.
Yeah. Which, I mean, he knows he hasn't gotten everything done he's wanted. But to get everything you want to get done, it takes cooperation from other people. You can't just make it happen on your own.
But Congress, oh, Congress, and the Senate, I mean, really, you say, okay, well, if the midterms, if we could gain a few seats, like,
yeah,
you've got the majority. I know it's close, but you can't get anything done. You need to solidify some of this stuff that, you know, Trump is, you know, put in through executive orders. You got to codify it. You got to make it law so it extends. Otherwise, if we get another a lefty Democrat in the White House, they're just going to reopen the borders, and we're going to have this mess all over again. I hope people know. Do people know that? Do they realize that? That's exactly what will happen.
I don't know.
If Congress doesn't address it. And they don't have to do all this, you know, forgiveness, amnesty, all that. All you've got to do is work on a plan to secure the border and punish people who hire people who are here illegally. Okay? It's not that hard. You have to do it. But we'll see. You know.
It's not brain surgery.
But yet I'm not very hopeful. I just
I get it.
You wonder,
I get it.
You know, the people that, there's some good people that are serving, but there's a lot of people that, you know, their agenda comes first. And, you know, I get that if you're a Democrat, but if you're a Republican playing that game, you've got such great opportunities right now to actually do real and good things for our nation. But
we've been here before, though. House, Senate, White House, and they did crap. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
No excuse. There's just no excuse.
Yeah, if they don't take advantage of this opportunity they have now, and historically, midterms after this kind of an election, usually the Republicans would lose some seats. That may or may not be the case. It depends. He's got to get people feeling more comfortable with the market, and it's rebounding, little bits and pieces, stalls and starts, but it's coming back. He's got to get that back up. We've got to see a few real concrete things going on as far as the tariffs go so that people can understand the benefits. Promises from countries and companies, that's a good thing, but I think people are going to want to see, you know, brick and mortar.
Yes.
If that's possible, in a short period of time, and it's difficult. Then you've got the Canadians to our north. Here's one where, honestly, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm a Trump humper, okay? Leave Canada alone. Quit poking that bear. I don't see any reason to do that. I don't see any benefit to it. In fact, might have even you get them to vote even more liberal, I think, than maybe they would. Yeah. I would just, they're our friends. They're our neighbors to the north. They are good trading partners. Let's work things out, whatever the case may be. There is no reason to ruffle those feathers. It serves, as far as I can see, it doesn't serve any purpose. If there's some grand plan that I'm not aware of that involves irritating the hell out of Canada, then, yeah, by all means, keep doing it. But I don't see it. North Korea confirms troops involved on the side of Russia, of course, in the Ukraine war. And we thought that was the case a while ago, but I guess they've solidified that a little bit more.